We're up to the Gemara. The Gemara says, "Amen, Rabbi Yochanan."
Yep.
Amen, Rabbi Yochanan. Mind us, we're up to over here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 9 lines from the top. 9 lines from the top. Amen, Rabbi Yochanan. Mind us, the years Hashem tells of Yamin. The years Hashem adds days to your life. Ushnois Ushayim Tiktzedena. The years of the wicked. The years of the wicked Tiktzedena become short. Yiras Hashem tells of Yam. It's not a coincidence that today, on the day that will go down in history, the trial of Floyd, we're learning this Gemara that says, it says, Ushnois Rishayim Tiktzerena.
I wouldn't even mention his name.
I didn't mention his name, but you cannot deny a fact of the ganze Welt. You cannot deny the fact that if 7 billion people are paying attention to this, this davar, it's something that we should focus on, that we should acknowledge. And the mail, it says in the daf klal yisrael in the Torah, and it says ushnois rishoim tiktzerena. Okay, hamevin yavin yiras Hashem toisef yamim ze Rabbi Yisrael Liman shlita and Rabbi Shlomo Rabinowitz shlita. It's the gematri of ze mikdash rishon. It was for a mikdash rishon shomar arba meos ve'es hashanim. It was 410 years, and how many? We have, we need a mathematician over here. Okay, so do the math. What's the math? 410 Shomer Binowitz. What's 410 divided by 18? What's the numbers? Shomer Binowitz, okay, you have a calculator? I got a calculator over here somewhere. Okay, do the math. We need a calculator. Here's a calculator. 410 divided by 18. Equals 22. On average, 22 years. The Kongo was 22 years. Ushnois Hashem Tiktzerena Zemid Hashem Shomad Dalameos Reshem Shana. Hashem Shabbat Yoisa Misholish.
Where are we up to?
Tess Omid Aleph. Tess Omid Aleph. Okay, the second wide line. Shomad Dalameos Reshem Shana. Hashem Shabbat Yoisa Misholish Meshkohanim. More than 300 Kohanim. Tzemiyam Mem Shana Shashim Natsadik. Take out of the 420 years, 40 years, that Shimon HaTzadik, that Shimon HaTzadik served with Shmoinim, Shmoinim, Shashim, Yochanan Kohen Gadol, and 80 years of Yochanan Kohen Gadol, Eser Shashim, and take away 10 years, Shashim, Yishmol ben Pabi, the Amil Asam say Yud Aleph, Shashim, Yishabeloz ben Charsoim, Mikan Ve'elich, Tsei V'chashoiv, Kol Echad V'yecha Lo'yhoitzi, Shinosoi, they did not even leave out the year. Lest it was sometimes even 2 Kohanim Gadolim in 1 year. So therefore, why? Because they were Rishayim. So this is a fulfillment of the Taitch over here, the Hashivus of being Yerushman. If you're Yerushman, you're going to live a long life. If you're not a Yerushman, then it's going to be Tiktzerena. Amar Rav Yochanan ben Torta, v'bnei ma'char v'shiloi, new halacha. Now, by the way, this Gemara you should know is a very important Gemara. Because this Gemara says explicitly, it's very, very important, this piece of Gemara. It says in the second white line, Sha'ama Dalid Meos Ve'eshrim Shana, 420 years. Because there are historians that want to say that the Bayis Sheni was more like 500 years. More like 500 and something years. It stood. And actually, I want to make a whole cheshen that right now we're years, that this year, I think this year they say is this year is 5,999, and next year is year 6,000. We hold this year to be Tafshin Pei Aleph, 5781, and there are other calculations in history that have this year being 5,999 and next year's year 6,000. The apocalypse is upon us. Are you ready, Shlomi? Shlomi, are you ready? Where are you going to be during the apocalypse? Where are you going to be? So this, and the way they say is that the Bayis Sheni stood for over 500 years. This Gemara, Talmud Bavli, explicitly says it was 420 years. There's nothing more to discuss. Next piece of Gemara. Amar Rabbi Yochanan ben Torto, Rabbi Neima, Harva Shilo, Rabbi Neisho, Hibba, Shnei Dvam. Shilo is stood for 300, how many years? 357 years. 357. Why was it destroyed? Rabbi Neisho, Shnei Dvam, Gilei Arayos, Bezon Kachem. Gil Yais, the sense of the Pasik, the Eli Zokin, Oy Vashamas Kolasha, Yasun Banav, Lholi Shol, the Ace Asher Yishkavun, Es Hanoshim, Hatsavois Pesach Al Moet. He will Yishkavun. Okay, I'm not going to even translate that word. If I would translate that word, my father would wash my mouth out with soap. Okay, Yishkavun. Okay, you don't translate that word. I can't believe the people, they say this all the time. They say they translate the word, they talk about it, and they say the word. I'm shocked. people, they translate the word, es hanoshim atzavos, that gathered, that congregated, Pesach el Moed. And the Alpha Kav Dilma Yishmol Babar Nachmeni Amar Yochim Kol Oymer Bnei Elif Chotu Ein El Toya. We have the Zel B'sach by David HaMelech. Anyone says they did Aved El Toya. Mitoich, what does it mean then? It means Mitoich Shoh Es Kine Mia Mal Elim Akos Kilu Shochvum. So it's saying over here that the Bnei Eli did not actually do anything to the women, but it means over here that they delayed. The women came to bring a car, the kina. They came to bring the birds. They came to bring the set of birds, and after they gave birth to their yoldos, and they did not trust the Chofni Pinchas that they would offer the Korbanos on time responsibly. So they did not leave the Beis Hamikdash until they saw that their Korbanos were being offered. And they had to delay a very long period of time. And because they had to delay, Shalai Kedin, because Chofni and Pinchas were lazy, so the Chofni and Pinchas, their delay is considered as if they acted improperly with these Noshim. Vaita, Bizoyim Kachim, what's the Bizoyim Kachim? Look over here, the Rashi on the very top. Rashi over here says, Shahayu Mevius Bimelosime Leidosan, Litar Lechel Kachim, Vehem Hayubale Geos. They were geos, they were arrogant. V'hoyu misrashlin big harkaros, and they were delayed in the offering because of Hanoshim, mamtina sham ad shayakrivum, v'umishtahoyis milachso l'mukaymam, and the women would have to wait until they were certain that the carbonates were offered, and they did not go back to their husbands. U'mivatlin es Hanoshim mipri urviya, and by delaying and not going back home, they caused their wives a delay from Priya Urviya. I think Rabbi Tendler said by Rav Moshe Feinstein's Levaya that if an Isha would ask, if they would get a Shail of Nida, a Nida Shail that was very complicated, Rav Moshe was very machlik. He dropped everything. He dropped everything on his plate to be mevarer of the halacha, to know what the halacha is, in order not to be nichshel in this thing that it says about the Chofni Pinchas, that they were mashe, what it says here, mashchois melachser lemekoyim al-itham mevatlim es hanoshim mipri-reviyah. You hear what it says over here? Rav Moshe Feinstein, zeche tzadik v'kodosh levrocha l'chayo ilam haba. He was such a humble person. Okay, when this piece of Gemara, it leaped off the page before him. Every time someone came and presented him with a difficult need the Shiloh, this is the question that has to be answered now. Everything else can wait. All the other Mishagasim can wait. The Agudas Yisrael of America, to know who should get the most covet, that can wait. That can wait. What's important is to answer this question, because it should not be the geder delaying the noshim to their husbands and being nevatel from klai shel pirivia. Next sugya. Vaita. Now, what about what does it mean over here? There was bizyon. What's meant the bizyon kachem? Bizyon kachem. The sins of the pasuk began. Tell them yakirun es achelav before they would offer the chelav. Every carbon you bring the chelav to Hashem, and you bring the chelav to Hashem, and you bring the emurim on the mizbeach. Ubon nar hakoyein, and nar would come on. He would say lish hazaveach to know basa litzalais the koyein. Before they would even bring on the chelav to Hashem, one of the representatives of Chofni or Pinchas would come forward and say, "Where is the meat for the koyein?" He would come. The nar would come of the koyein. The amar leish hazaveach to know give basa meat. Litzalois to roast la koyin, v'lo yikach mimcha basa mivushol ki imchai. It was such a rush to get the portion of meat to eat. We don't care. We'll eat it raw. Vayomer lafu ish. So the person who would bring the korban would say kater yak tirun kiyoyim hachelef. Good. Go first. He says no. I'm not giving you the meat until you first put on the Mizbeach Hashem's portion. In every carbon, there's a portion that goes to Hashem and the portion that goes to the Kohanim. I'm not going to give you the portion that goes to the Kohanim until you bring the portion that goes to Hashem. First, Kater Yak Tirun Kayom, on this day, Kayom, on this day, Hachelev, then, and only then, will I give you what you want, the Kachelcha Kasher Ta'ave Nafshecha. V'omar Loi! The Kohen said, "Nay, nay." He said, "Ki ato." Now, I want it now. Titein v'imloin. If not, lakachti b'chazkah. If you're not going to take it by force, violence, with riots, burn down America, burn it down. If we don't get what we want, yes, Shlomi. It's not a coincidence. It's not a coincidence that this daf is coming over here. Okay, this was a chait. Violence. Violence. The sin of the young man was gedoyla me'oid. Alminem ashlami. You know who we're referring to over here. The Hashkacha Pratis, that today's daf, it says these words, the sin of Hana'orim. Okay? Gedoyla me'oid espnei Hashem. Ki ni'atsu hon Hashem. They have rejected. Eis minchas Hashem demilorfing of Hashem. Next. Mikdash Rishoy in b'mei machorav. Why was it destroyed? There was b'mei gimel d'vam. Three things. Shayu boi avod azor gilaret shechostam. Three things. The Gemara says about the bed is too narrow from spreading out. What does that mean? The Gemara says, what is the deeper meaning of the pasuk? What does it mean? The pasuk says that the bed is too narrow to spread out. What does this pasuk mean? The bed means from spreading out. This bed is too narrow to spread out two people on the bed. In other words, the bed refers to the Beis HaMikdash. Who are the two people on the bed? Klal Yisrael and the Ribbono Shel Olam. Hashem says, I can't take you people. I don't want to be with you. There's not enough room in this bias for me and you. I once heard someone say that he cannot daven in a certain shul because he said that there's not enough room in the shul to accommodate his ego and the rabbi's ego together. There's not enough room in the shul to accommodate the two together. Hashem over here said there's not enough room in the Beis HaMikdash to accommodate. Hashem says, you and us and Klal Yisrael. Next, v'hamaseichot tzara. This is the continuation of the pasuk.
Which daf?
V'hamaseichot when the test on the base.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
V'hamaseichot tzara kihiskanes. What do those words mean? What do those words mean? Amar Shulam Rechmeni kimati Rabbi Yonasan l'haikra bochi cried. Omar, he said, "My man, d'chsev, be concerning Hashem, that it says, Hashem can gather into a pitcher all of the water of the sea. What does it mean over here? The masech means the pitcher. The pitcher means the end of the pasuk says."
Test on the base?
Test on the base.
On which line?
We're now 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15 lines down. Okay, so we're trying to go through the whole daf today.
Okay.
What do these words mean? How could it be? The word the masecha means, the masecha here means a molten image. Masecha means metal that has been melted down into a liquid. Molten. So the what is this? It says is v'hamaseicha. The avodah zara is tzara. Is tzara is like a woman who is a second wife. Kihiskanes that has entered into. Miskanes means it has entered. In other words, Amar Rabbi Shulman Nachman, like Kimati Rabbi Yonis Lahaikra, Bachi cried. Amar says, Mind the Sebe, concerning Hashem, it says, Koines Kaneid Mehayam. Hashem, he gathers. Kaneid. Kaneid means like a pitcher, like a small amount of water, Mehayam. Hashem is so infinite. Hashem is, in Hashem's eyes, taking all of the water of the oceans and collecting.
Is it a pillar?
A pillar.
Ah, you find it by the
Kriyas Yamsuf.
There it means, I think, a wall.
A wall, okay. So,
if I'm not mistaken.
Yishmael, that means a wall. Koinesi gathers kaneid, like a pillar, a wall. The Mehayam. In other words, by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, all the water of the Yam is so insignificant in his eyes, as Akilu is able to go, to collect it into one pillar. So by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the world is nothing. The world is a teeny, it's a mashu shem a mashu. How could it then be that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that the Beis HaMikdash is too small? It's too small for me. Can it be that a masech, a molten image, meaning an idol, is a tsara, is a competitor. A competitor? Okay, so this is what the pasuk. No worries, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying that the Beis HaMikdash is too small. It's too small. I cannot allow myself, I cannot tolerate another competitor with me in the Beis HaMikdash. This is my house, and you have taken into this makom, into the Beis HaMikdash, an idol. There's not enough room in the Beis HaMikdash for me and the idol. Even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu is infinite, there's nothing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu cannot do. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has different perspective of size in this world. Yet, when Klal Yisrael angers Hashem by taking into the Beis HaMikdash a masech, a molten image, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I cannot tolerate this and there's not enough space. Next. Okay, that was the first sin. We're saying over the three reasons why the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. The first is because of Avodah Zarah. We have now just brought a pasuk to prove the fact that during the Churban Bayis Rishon was because of Avodah Zarah, Klal Yisrael brought a masecha, an idol, into the Beis HaMikdash. Now we're going to the second of the big three sins. Gilui Arayos. The chesed of the pasuk. Vayom Hashem says, Yan, ki govu b'nei Sion. The daughters is the Barvus the Pasik in Sefer Yecha, in Sefer, what is this? Pasik Dalet, we learned this Pasik. Once upon a time we learned this Pasik. Pasik Dalet, this is in Yeshaya, describing the young ladies of the era of the Churban Bayis, of the Churban Bayis Rishon. They walked in the street with their noses up in the air, Yandikus, so that the boys should look at them and whistle and be attracted to them and be Nichshol in Gilui Arayos. Vayom Hashem says, Yamikos, ki govu b'noi Sion, the daughters of Sion, they raised up their faces, their heads. Vatelachna, they walked nituyos with outstretched necks. Goroi, nituyos goroi.
What does that mean?
They walked, they were provocative. They dressed to kill.
That's what it means?
That's what it means. Pashup shat. They dressed in a provocative way in order to arouse the attention of the young men, and which led down a slippery slope of promiscuity. Lewdness.
What did persecution mean?
Gili Arayis. Taiva for Noshim. Vatelachna, they walked nituyos goroin with their necks stretched out high. Umeshakroi senayim. They would wink with their eye. They wore this provocative eye makeup on their eyes. Holoich vitofoif. When they walked, they would drop on the floor spices, different types of perfumes, which would cause the men to become worked up, full of taiva, telachna uvragleyin to achsena. They would crush it. They would step on it to make it smell, so the boys should be provoked to be nichshol in gilei rayis. The Gemara makes a drasha. Yan mikos ki gavo ibn Sion shahayu mahalchas arucha besad ketzara. Worse, a woman who is tall would walk next to a woman who is short, in order to make her look taller than she really is. It seems that a woman that's very, very tall was more attractive. So they would want to make themselves even taller than they really were. So this was the predecessor to high heels. Okay, they would have high heel shoes. So instead of having high heels, how do they give the impression to people that they're taller than they really are? A tall woman would walk next to a short woman. And that would allow that woman, like it's like you're being mischabed the koloin shel chaveroi. Okay, that would give the impression that they're taller than they really are. So Shlomi, is a woman today allowed to wear high heels based upon this sugya? A woman wearing high heels doesn't...
Maybe it's a lack of tznias.
Doesn't the foul over here?
Maybe you're right. It's
one
a
thing,
lack of tznias.
One thing you learn, do not ever get involved in women's issues. Stay away from women. Let them do whatever they want and mind your own business. The men are not supposed to be looking to begin with. Mind your own business. They walk with outstretched arms. They walked with outstretched necks. What does that mean? So the Gemara here says, one moment we have lost the place. Gazing, it's a sin. What does it mean? It means the Havin Malgan Kuchla Enehem. They filled up
mascara.
They filled up their eyes with eye paint. Next, Halach Vitofif Telach. Now, what does that mean? Shahayu Mahalchis Okay Vitzad. They took small steps so the men should notice them. notice how beautiful they are. Uvi raglehem.
We're talking about Yiddish, but not
Yavada. Who else? Who else are talking about? Uvi raglehem to akasna, and with their legs they would cause kas. What does that mean? Amar Yitzchak b'Rashi mevius mor va'afar simon. They would bring myrrh and balsam oil.
Myrrh is a
type of spice, a type of fragrance. Umanichos b'min aleihorim. They would put these spices in their shoes. Uchishemagiyos etzel b'chude yishol. And when they would come to the shiva b'chem, bayatos, they would step down hard with their shoes upon these spices. Umatizos alehen. And the aroma would then be spritzed upon the boys. Umachnison b'chem yetzohara ke'eres. And this, and it would
like
be injected into venom, like a poison into the nostrils of these young men, like a snake, like a snake that is in a state of kas, of anger, of being worked up and incited. And that's what they did. So therefore, this puzzle we're describing, the notion were provocative. They were provocative.
Because it's the same letter as kas.
Yes, exactly. Like a snake. It's like eres, like poison, bichos. In the parish here, it says that what it means over here is like a snake that has been incited. So the notion they would walk, they had in their shoes fragrances, and when they would come near the boys, they would activate the fragrances. They would activate the fragrances by stepping on the fragrance and causing the fragrance to go forth, and it would go into the nostrils of the young men, and with the young men would see these beautiful women that were dressed in a provocative way, were very tall, took slow steps, with their necks stretched out all the way up, and the fragrance would go into the nostrils. It was a lethal combination that provoked them to be a mole yetzahara, and one thing led to the next, and before you turn around, you're in a place that you're not supposed to be.
I think that's the reason why, I'm interjecting this, just very quickly, talking about perfume, I was told that you cannot make, a person cannot daven if a person smells perfume, women's perfume.
Yeah.
It's a part of, they say it's erva, it brings the machshavas. That's what I was told.
And I'm not denying it.
Okay, nice.
Weiter. Now we go to the third thing. The third sin that was the cause.
By the way, you know this halacha. If you see a woman's dress, you can't make a bracha. Rashi says, only if you know
the woman. Because
the owner.
If you see a garment of a woman, you cannot, because you're going to think of the woman in the dress.
No. Rashi, I'm sorry. Rashi says, gazing at.
Big date savainim.
There's no is. It's only if you know the person who owns that dress.
Right, because then
we're gonna say? Yeah, okay,
then you imagine the woman in that dress.
Right. I'm
sorry. Shvichas tamen. Yeah. Weiter. Shvichas tamen. This is the pasuk. Gam shavach menashe harim oid ad asher milei es yushlam pe lepe. What is the that there was so much blood menashe? It was a murder.
You sure not pe lepe?
No, it says here pe lepe. I'm sure pe lepe.
Okay.
From one end, one gate to the other gate, there was so much blood. There was murder. Life was cheap. Ad kdekach, that's why the churban came about. Aval, but mikdash sheni. Oh, what was the reason for the churban to mikdash sheni? Shaya oiskim b'toyre. They learned the halakha Torah. They learned daf yomi. Everyone, they made a sima shas. They went to the dirshu. They went to the aguda siyum. They went to the dirshu siyum. They went to all the siyumim. Uva mitzvois. The oiskim b'toyre mitzvos v'nius chasadim. The name acharav. Why was there a churban? There was sheni mention. They were very good. Everyone there had very nice sheitel. Everyone was covered. Their hair was there. It's sunua, alts was good. You know what? When they shayisa boy, sinas chinam.
And the Chavetz Chaim points out, that means lashon hara.
L'lam decha sheshkula sinas chin, sheshkula sheshkula keneged sholosh averis chamur, keneged sholosh averis avodazor gilerai shvichas tamim. Vaita. Rishar mishahayu hayu ela shetalu bitchoinim b'akadosh baruch hu.
What?
The Gemara concludes that they were wicked people. The people of the Bayis Sheni were wicked people.
What does the Bach say? There's a hay there.
No. What does the Bach say? One second. Sham, how you always say in the Bach? Always say in the Bach says, Ushvich Astamim, Uv Mikdash Rish, and Lo Hoye Bey Sinaschinim, affect the Gemara to the Kasha. Oh, it may be very good. It was Ushvich Astam, affect the Gemara. Uv Mikdash Rish, and Lo Hoye Shvich Astamim, affect the Gemara to the Kasha. Only
we don't have that in our Gemara.
We do not, so they say the Yidden. So the Shimon was the best of the rest of the Shimon. I'll miss Shoshang Hoy by using the Torah. Or missing the one named Makar, but Misha was the Sinaskinum. The Lam has Shush and Skinum can never show Shosh of Irish. I would say the Shuka Sam. I say in the Bach, Frech the Gemara, Uve Mikdosh, Rishoin, Lo Hois, Holo Hava by Sinaskinum. It was not Sinaskinum of Yoksi, but it says. In the Pasuk, it says in the Pasuk, Kach Tzarchon, he takes out this whole piece of Gemara. Okay, let's right now just leave it in the middle because he takes out too much. I'm really confused.
Okay.
Okay, Risham Ha, you Elish told the Chaim Bachelor Sparachu.
But without the Bach, how do you understand this? Risham Ha, how does that fit in?
You're right, it's a new statement. It's saying over here is that the people of the Bayis Risham, it's a new statement. I don't know. Let's see the Rashi. You're right, I don't
okay,
know.
Okay.
Let's see Rashi. What does Rashi say? Is there a Rashi over here? Shosh Gzeris, no.
No.
Okay, so how would you read it?
No Rashi.
Okay, but Messiah, Moshe was doing another. Risham Hayu Ella Shatolu Bitchayin Bakalish Baruch Hu. Afsha Yisham Lo Nigzalem Kiliyah Lefishlo Amir Yisham Lo Zora Zor Belev Shalem. Afsha Yisham Lo Nigzalem Kiliyah. Lefish lo avdu of the zorbis belev shalem mevar magemar shum ze. Ah, so it's a new story here. The Gemara is explaining. The Gemara is going to explain. Okay, period. After it says the word shvichas tamim, now the Gemara is now like quoting. It's a quote. I know the Bach says something totally different. We're going to learn only what it says in the Mefarish, just for the moment. Let's take simplicity. It's we have now an independent statement. The Gemara is citing an independent statement.
Yeah.
It's like iluk omamar.
Okay.
It says in a braisa or in a memra, in a bazundra memra, somewhere out there in the world of halacha, Rishoyim Hayu. It's a statement. We're going to explain it.
Okay.
They were wicked. Ella, shetalu bitchoinim ba'akadosh baruch hu. They had faith in Hashem.
The Rishoyim.
Right. What in the world? What did you just say? Excuse me. What? What did you just say?
Yeah.
Which tekuf are you referring to? First of all, we just went through the Bayis Rishon and the Bayis Sheni.
Yeah.
Is this statement a reference to the Bayis Rishon or is it a reference to the Bayis Sheni? Number two, whichever it's a reference to, what does it mean?
Yeah.
So the Gemara answers. The Gemara says this statement refers to Asa'on. Asa means refers. This statement is going according to
the Midrash
Rishon. Oh. We're going to Midrash Rishon. They were Shoyim. The Chassid says, Rosheha B'Shoychad Yishpaitu. It says that they were Rishon. The leaders were corrupt. They took bribes. You just got to pay enough money. For money, you can buy anything. You can even buy a Sonei Betza for money. You know that? There are different levels of judges. If you want to... You can buy a Sonei Betza for money also. You know that?
Yeah.
It's a higher madrega to buy. It's one thing to buy a stamma judge. I want a judge that has a reputation as being a sunny betza.
Yeah.
Just a higher price.
Yeah.
Risham are you? Ella shatali b'abitchani mechadosh baruch hu. Aslan in the street and show you the chsiv roshecha. It's leaders. B'shaychad yishpaitu. They would judge for bribery. V'chayhaneha. The kohanim. B'mechir yoyru. Just the price, for the right price, they will pass in halacha. You come into a shayla, is the food kosher or not? How much are you going to pay me? You're going to pay me enough money, I'll pass in whatever you want.
Okay.
Univiecha, the prophets, bakesef yiksaimu, they were divine for money. The more money, the more, the better nevuah I'll give you for more money.
I think Soimu means kishif.
Yeah, that's what it means. They're not prophets. They're false prophets.
The
Al Hashem Yishanu Leimar, and they would say, Ribbono Shel Olam, we love you, we rely upon you. Haloy Hashem Yikabeinu, loy Sofer Aleinu Ra'ah. Evil will not come upon us. So, Lefich Deafur Ahiva Kashbrach Aleim Yakosro Gimel Gzeris Kineged Gimel Aveir Shabi Yodam Shenemar. Therefore, they were Rishayim. They were fakers. They were phonies. And therefore, Hashem.
How does this fit in? They would tell them they had Betachin and Hashem.
It's a make it was lip service. Lip service. Wow. They made believe. They were phonies. It says they were charlatans. They were phonies. They were corrupt people. And they said, oh, don't worry. We have faith. They were a bunch of hypocrites, they were liars.
Therefore,
because of you, it says there are three things now. Tzion Sadeh Sechoresh will be plowed over like a field. Ayon Tihiyah is a wasteland. Ayon means a wasteland. Ion is a wasteland. The Harabayis, Lebomois Yoha will be a place for wild animals. Fine. So therefore, there were three.
Because of the three Averas, three Gzeras.
Three Gzeras. So what does Rashi say? What does Rashi? What are the three over here? What does Rashi over here say? There is no Rashi.
Yeah, there is. Shalosh Gzeras. No, show this Rashi from before.
Ayin, the ayin churba is a churba b'metate hashmeit. Just telling the words. Okay, there were three gezeiros. These three terms refer to three gezeiros because of the zogi the rush of chastam the male. That's why these three terrible things happened. Frech the Gemara, nayakasha. Frech the Gemara. We said that what's the chilik between the bayis rishon and the bayis sheni? Bayis rishon was avodah zarah rosh chodesh, bayis sheni was sinas chinah. Frag the Gemara, and does it really? And the bayis rishon, there was no sinas chinah. Over mikdash rishon lo hoya bayis was chinah. For example, pasuk migurei al migurei. One second, let me find the place. Give me one moment over here. Okay, it says migurei el cheref hoyu. Es ami lochein sefoik el yorech. Now, what does that mean? Migurei el cheref hayu. Es ami. What does that mean? Let's see right in the Gemara. There's the Amr Rabbi Yoch. What would Amr Rabbi Lazar? Eilu bnei Adam sha'ichlim v'shoisim zem zeh. They eat with one each other. The word migurei means shegorim. The word migurei means to live.
Yeah.
Okay, you live. People that were very, very friendly, but they were really nasty. The only reason why they were friendly was they wanted to know. They would stab you behind the back.
What does that mean? He would stab you. It was just a facade. They made believe, right?
They made believe that you're my best friend. You're not the best. The reason why they want to see what you have in your possession, and then they would go and they behind their back they would say Lashnar when it came to shidduchim.
I see.
You're so friendly with this guy. Is he a good shidduch? You say to the guy, stay away from like a million miles. Don't go near my friend. Stay away. He's not my friend. Okay. Of their tongues. And that's what it means in the puzzle over here is migurei. They were friends. But the MS is el cherev hayu. We make a drash, el cherev hayu. They would kill each other. They would kill each other with a sword. Viter. The Gemara says so.
He's asking a kasha.
So you see that there was taka sinas chinam among the population. There was mamish sinas chinam. So the Gemara says that a kasha. That's ahi b'nisiyah yisrael havai. The Gemara says a very important Gemara here. That during the bayis rishon there was only sinas chinam amongst the leaders. The leaders hated each other. But the common man did not have sinas chinam.
That's very interesting.
In the bayis sheni, the common man had sinas chinam.
That's fascinating. Bayis rishon is only.
That's what it says. B'nisiya yisrael havai.
So that pasuk is only going
right,
by the leaders.
Only by the leaders. How do you know the citizens of the pasuk? Za'ak v'hilil ben adam ki hi chaysa ba'ani. It says in the pasuk, cry and mourn ben adam. This was amongst my people.
Oh, so the Gemara continues.
Then maybe the Drasha, Tanya, Za'ak v'hilil ben adam, yochel, I think lakol. Everyone knows this.
Tamalayma,
to cry out. It means to cry. Tamalayma, he b'chol nisiyei Yisrael. When it says the word ami means it was only. The pasuk goes on. The pasuk goes on to say he b'chol nisiyei Yisrael. The pasuk taka ends. The end of the pasuk here says that this was only found amongst the leaders.
You have the entire pasuk, yeah.
Let me. So you have the pasuk also. You have the pasuk.
No, I have a plain Gemara.
Ches Za'ak v'hilil ben adam ki he chayso v'ami he. B'chol nisiei Yisrael. It says b'ferish n'pasik there that this was the sin was amongst the leaders of the Jewish people. Okay, so therefore that's
the
Rosh Hashanah.
It says m'ferish?
Ferish. It's called the pasik.
What's the pasik again?
Za'ak v'heilel ben Adam.
Yeah.
Ki hi hoysa v'ami. He b'chol nisiei Yisrael.
Oh, I got it.
Vait, next Gemara. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Lozab, Rabbi Tavayu, Rishaynim. Sheniskalsa avoinam, new famous mar. The Rishonim, the
bias
Rishon. Sheniskala avoinam. We know what the aver was. Avoid the zera gilar shvichastamim, memela niskala kitzam. We know when the gulls will come in 70 years. The Navi said after 70 years
that's
it's going
right.
to be over.
That's right.
Therefore, acharoinim, but also because we're nichshol in sinas chinam acharoinim sheloi Niskal avaynam loy niskal kitzam.
But it wasn't niskal avaynam. Sin is chinam.
No, but that no. But the nature of sin, the nature of sin as chinam is you don't. It's chinam. You don't know what it is. It's hidden. There's an element of sin as chinam. It's hiddenness.
It's not so revealing like avodah zarah gerus shvichas dam. That's what you're saying. It's not obvious.
It's not obvious. The seisa. Sinah, that's the Gemara says, that you go to each other, that's what sinas chinam is all about. The Gemara is fatashim. What does it mean, chinam? Chinam means that to the observer, why do you hate him? You're so nice to him. You're so nice to him. You're so nice to each other.
Yeah.
Why does Reuven behind his back hate him? It doesn't make any sense. If Reuven killed Shimon, I understand. But there's no, that's why it's called sinas chinam. There are many perushim as to what it means, chinam. But the common denominator of chinam is, it's nista. There's a hidden hatred. And because the hatred is hidden, Mimela, that's why Loi Niskala Kitsam. Vaita. Amar Rav Yochanan Toiva Tziparnon Shel Rishonim. We gotta go Vaita.
Okay.
Amar Rav Yochanan Toiva Tziparnon Shel Rishonim. The Tziparnon
Mikhi.
The nails. In other words, the earlier generation, their toenails had more sanctity than our Baichel. It's an expression.
Yes.
From the belly shel acharonim. What does that mean exactly? Amar le Rish Lakish Adraba. No, the most thing is no, the idea over here is.
Interesting. They get those two parts of their body as a metaphor.
It is interesting. Is that the people, the previous generations, they were more sincere. They were pure. They were pure people. They were people of integrity. They were people of Yirei Shemayim. You know, we're very fortunate. This generation, the Kolish Baruch Hu, did us a Toiva. He gave us dugmois. You know that Reb Shol Zev? He gave us dugmois of people that were like upstanding people like in the previous generation. He did us a toiva. We have Reb Shol Liman. He's from those people that Kadosh Baruch Hu, he showed us what it was like to be from the Rishonim. Vaita. Omar Rish Lakish, Adraba Acharon, Pumak Adifesh, Afa Gavdikas, Shibud Malchiois. Look, Mimlamit Schus. You know Rabbi Yochanan? Rabbi Shlakish was the Gilgal of the Bar Dishevah, or the Bar Dishevah was the Gilgal of Rabbi Shlakish. He's coming here to be Melamed Zuchus and Klal Yisrael. Smamish, do you know that the Gematria of the Rabbi Shlakish is the Bar Dishevah? That's what it says over here. Amar Rabbi Shlakish. Adrabah, look at this come over here. Acharoinim. This is Mamish the Bar Dishevah speaking over here. Acharoinim. The people living today, they have such grace in the Sionis. And look how holy they are. Acharoinim. Acharoinim Adife, the people living in our generation, in the year 2021, people who go and they watch the news today, and they're able to come tonight and learn a daf gemara after seeing what goes on in the Welt. Acharoinim Adife.
She'af
al gav, the ikas shibud malchiyos, even though we suffer from the goyim, ka'oske b'toyra, they come, they learn a daf yoimi.
When he said shibud malchiyos, what does that mean?
Shmad, the goyim, no, the goyim are trying to kill us. It means everything. The goyim are trying to kill us. They have to give us smartphones.
No, but what about
us coffee.
That's in Russia, but what about now? We're living
now
in
it's even worse. Some will tell you over here it's even worse than the sionis of a smartphone and all the tear disappearing.
Oh, so that's what I'm saying. It's not necessarily the goyim, it's the
everything, the whole way of life. The Western civilization,
yeah.
The Western culture.
Western culture.
So Adraba, Acharonim, this is Mamash, you have to take these words and you have to go
and
put these words in big grace, Oisios, Kiddush Levana, on the wall of your house. Adraba, Acharonim Adifei, She'af Al-Gav Dika, Shibin Malchiyois, Did you realize that Reish Lakish was such a chassid? He was Mamash a chassid. Mamash. And Rabbi Yochanan, he was a Litvak. We now know the Yisoid. Rabbi Yochanan was the Litvak. He was like Rabbi Shol Zev. Rabbi Shol Zev Lobel. He was a chassid.
So who answered
Amalei Bira. Rabbi Yochanan says, I swear.
To his brother-in-law.
I swear by the Beis HaMikdash.
This is a shvua.
Techiach shechozro l'rishaynim v'loi chozro l'achrem. Don't give me that answer. I disagree with you. I disagree with the chassidim. This is like Mamash Tavil Nagoin. I'll take all the chassidim and bury them. Okay.
So what he's trying to be, the proof is,
look, how could you tell me that we're greater than? How could you tell me that we're greater than the Rishonim? The Rishonim, Hakadosh Baruch Hu gave them back the Beis Hamikdash, but the Acharonim, us, we don't have the Beis Hamikdash today. So who's right? Who's wrong? Rabbi Yochanan, the Litvak, the quintessential Litvak, he's the Vilna Gaon. He says, you guys are all wrong. Because if we're talking really better, like what you say, then the Hashem should have given us back the Beis HaMikdash. Yeah. And the fact that we do not have the Beis HaMikdash, it goes to show that the Rishonim categorically are better than the Acharonim.
When he says Rishonim, from the start, he's always referring to Bizman
Bayis Rishon, Avad. Okay? So this Mamish.
What do you mean Bayis Rishon? What about Bayis
Shem Tov and the Vilna Gaon? Yeah.
No, Bayis Sheni. The Beis HaMikdash was rebuilt. Bayis Sheni.
Right. That means, but the Rishonim means the people of the Bayis Rishon, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them the Bayis Sheni. Gave
right,
returned
right,
them.
Right.
We have to go very quickly. Shalu, Shlomi Rabinowitz, where are you going? Zetzach Avek. Tie yourself in with a seatbelt. Don't get lost over here.
Me.
Shalu Rabbi Lazar. Rishonim Gedolim Oy Achareim. Oh, this was the Shalu. Went after Rabbi Lazar. Rabbi Lazar Shamuti was from Beis Shammai. He was a real tough guy.
Me.
He was Yoyre Lusif Oym Koshal Davar. So whatever he says, you can trust.
Me.
Because he was Mamish Atakif. He asked him, Hari Rishonim Gedolim Achareim Gedolim. Amalim told him Tunay Nechem Bebira. Go look. The answer. The Rishonim are better. The Rishonim are better. The Litvaks are better. Because they got back the Beis HaMikdash, not the Achrayim. Ika, the Ika Demetzam Se'am Amlochem, Eidechem Bira. Your testimony is a witness. No, the same idea. Eidechem means, it means the witnesses to answer the question is the Beis HaMikdash. It will prove to you that the Rishonim are because they got it back. Reish Lakish, Havei Sochim Yadena, Merdika Maisa. He was swimming. Or he was washing. Sochim means he was really washing. He was washing in the Yarden. Asa Rabba Babarchana, he came, Yahav Le Yode, and he gave him his hand to help him take it. He gave him he was arriving. He was swimming in the Yarden.
He was helping Rav Shlakish.
Rav Shlakish was swimming. You know who arrived on a boat? Rabba Babarchana, he came from Babel to visit Eretz Yisrael. He came to visit for birthright. His Nefesh B'Nefesh tour. Yahav Le Yode. So Reish Lakish extended his hand to help Rabba Babarchana.
To help Rabba Babarchana?
To come out of the boat. He needs help to come out of the boat. Okay? He helped Amalei. So Reish Lakish says, Amalei, so he said to him.
Who said to Rabba Babarchana?
No, Reish Lakish said.
Elaka.
He says, it means a shvua. I swear by Hashem's name. Sonei Neluchu. I hate you. You hear what he says to him? I hate you who are coming over here.
Look what Rashi says.
You did not come. That you represent the people from Babel. That you are a descendant of people that did not listen, did not hearken to the calling of Ezra HaSofer to return to rebuild the Bayis Sheni.
It says most of the five didn't go up.
That's
only
right.
The Mamzerim, the whole list.
Only 5% came up. The exact same number of people who came back, the proportion of 5%, the exact same percentage of people who came back
and
to the Bayis Sheni as the people who took advantage of the law of return when the Medinas Yisrael, the Zionist state, was established. The Zionist state was established and there was a law of return. Any Jew who wants to come to return to Eretz Yisrael can return. How many Jews came took advantage of the law of return after the Medinas Yisrael in 1948? 5%, exactly the same number of Jews who took advantage of Ezra and Nehemiah's the cried return.
Next.
I hate you. He's a Zionist. Truth of Kimashmoy. Reish Lakish is a Zionist.
Next.
He's a Chassid and a Zionist.
So what does Snein and Lechu?
I hate you. I swear. It's an expression. I swear by Hashem's name that I hate you. Why? Because Sonyani, why? Because you represent the people. You represent the people who you're coming now.
One second, Rav Shlakish lived in Eretz Yisrael.
Yes. And Rabba Babarchana, he lived in Bavel.
Yeah, yeah.
And now he came to visit. So he told him, "I hate you because you did not. It's your type of people that are living in Bavel. You're a descendant of the people in Bavel that did not return, did not make Aliyah."
So he quoted a
and
pasuk.
And therefore, you have prevented the Shechina from returning to the Holy Land. Dechsef im choyma he. Nivne Olecha Tiras Kesef.
The Gemara is saying this, or Rav Shlakish?
The Gemara, he's saying this. Rav Shlakish is saying this. In Chaimi, it says this in Shir Hashirim. If she's a wall, Nivne Olecha, I'll build for a Tiras Kesef, an ornament of silver. Yim Delasi, Notzur Olecha Luach Orez. And what does that mean? What does that pasuk mean? So the Gemara tells us the Perish Rashi. The Gemara is a Perish Rashi in the Gemara itself. If you make yourself like a choyma, meaning that if you all a choyma, what is the nature of a wall? Bricks.
Yeah.
Many separate individual bricks, they all come together to form a unit. When you look at a wall, What do you see when you look at a wall of bricks? You see thousands of bricks, all together, all be'ichud, achdus, like Agudas Yisrael. Ichud, you have over here Hasidim, we have Misnagdim, we have Lidl, we have all different types of Yidin over here, Zionists, we have Yidin over Gemara. If you all come together like a wall, then the Alisem, and you come up, Kulchem Bimei Ezra, then you would have been in Zoyche to Atiras Kesef. Vinimshaltem, you would have been similar to Kakesef.
What does that mean? It would not decay. Kakesef, it would not disintegrate.
There's no decay that arose.
No decay, yeah.
So it's like, if Im Chaymehi, if you, the Jewish people, would have behaved like a wall. What is a wall? Bricks. Thousands of bricks come together and together, tzvemin. If you all would have come up as one unit the time of Ezra, Hashem reciprocates. Then Nivne Olecha Tiras Kesef. Hashem says, I would have built, I would have established you like silver that does not decay. You would have survived. You would thrive. You would be
And Rashi explains, he means the Shekhinah would have been there.
Would have returned. But Avalachsha, but now Shalisem Kidulosois. What's a Delis? One piece of wood, a plank of wood. It's only one zach. A delis has many bricks. A chum has many bricks, but a delis is one thing.
Like a cedar wood.
Then nimshaltem ke'eres. So therefore, you're only going to be like a piece of wood. Wood decays. Wood does not last forever. Ke'eres she'arokov sholid boy. My eres. What is exactly my eres? What is the name of your eres? Amar Ulu says, sas mogar. It's a worm. Eres, a worm. And this word, my sas magar, Omar Rabbi Abba, baskol kiditanya. It means it's a baskol. What do you mean baskol? Mishumesu nevim ha'achrayim, chagai, tzchai malachi, nistal karuch ha'kodesh mi'yishol, v'yadayin hi mishameshes.
Mishtamshin.
Mishtamshin baskol. So what I'm going to make you an eres. So what's it? I'm going to one more time. My eres, Omar Ulu says, it's, they're going to be compared to an Erez that Sas Mogar, not Rekef. So it's a Machlokes. See, they have two different opinions. That if you're only going to be like a Delis, only small groups, planks of wood are going to come back to Yerushalayim, then you're going to be like an Erez. So what is the Chesoroin? What is lacking in an Erez? What's the problem? What is the deficiency of an Erez?
Cedar wood.
So the Gemara's first answer is that an Erez, it decays.
Right.
The second answer is it doesn't decay. It's susceptible, vulnerable to rodents, to termites.
And they're gonna
eat it up. It doesn't naturally decay. They didn't have raid in those days. They didn't have the good stuff. The tack to kill the rodents. It's sas magar. The Gemara says, what's a sas magar? So the Gemara says, my sas magar. And then the Gemara says, sas magar. Why are they compared to a sas magar? Oh, so here's the answer. You know why? It's very precise. Did you ever see a termite go do its thing? A termite is a chosid. You know what's a chosid? It leaves over shirayim. Okay. Yeah? It's a groyser rebbe. It's a groyser rebbe termite. It leaves over shirayim. So Hashem says, if you're going to be like a door, a delis, a planks of wood, I'm going to punish you. You're going to be like an eres. Shloimeh, what are you saying over there? I'm gonna make you like an eres. You're gonna be like I'm gonna make you like an eres. What's the eres? An eres vulnerable to the sas magar.
So eres, according to this pshat, doesn't mean cedar wood. It means a worm.
No. The sas magar is the eres is cedar. But what is the vulnerability of sas magar? In contrast to kesef. Kesef lasts forever. There's no decay. There are no worms that eat up silver.
So what's a sasmagar?
It's like make believe a termite. It eats up wood.
Okay.
But yet there's a hidden silver lining in the sasmagar, because the sasmagar does not completely finish off the product. The minhag of the sasmagar. The Gemara says this. A sasmagar, it's minhag where Hashem made a sasmagar like a chasidish yichus shirayim. It leaves over.
You mean even though there's no nevuah, but that's
the Hashemi left over something
so
for us.
That forces you to learn pshat like that. Right. It leaves over. How do you know that's what he?
That's what it says in the parish. I know nothing. You think
the parish
I just tell you what it says in the book. I don't even know the Aleph base. Right. I just know the Sas Megar. That the Erez is vulnerable to a Sas Megar. Why Dafka Sas Megar? Because a Sas Megar, it eats up the Erez, but it leaves over. That is symbolic that in the Bayesheni, the Ribbon Yisrael will have chesed and Klal Yisrael will leave over a shtickle.
Yeah.
A shtickle of Kedusha. What's the Kedusha? The Baskoil. That during the Tekuf of the Bayesheni, the Gansa Bayesheni, there was still a Baskoil. So Mordek Zach. That even though there was no Nevuah, when Haggai, the last Nevi'im were Haggai, Zechariah, Malachi.
There was no Shechina there.
There was no Shechina, but there was still a shtickle. What was the shtickle that the Shashua Sashchina? A Baskoil.
So that means there was no Ner Amaravi then. That stopped after after.
What does the Gemara say? No, the Gemara says there was a Ner Amaravi. The Ner Amaravi didn't miraculously last. It does say.
No, after Shimon HaTzadik there was no Ner Amaravi.
No?
No.
But Shimon HaTzadik, you sure?
Yeah, I'm almost sure.
Okay.
I could be wrong.
Okay, it could be. Okay. My Sasmaras, the
Moses, the second. Shimon HaTzadik was in the time of the Bayesheni.
Yeah, he was the beginning of the Bayesheni. He was the very beginning of the Shah Bayesheni.
Okay.
So my Sas Megar, I'm with Abba Basko, Kiltanyan, Mishamezu, Lidim, Yishoyim, Chayim, Zachar, Rochi, Nistakal, Ruach, HaKadosh, Yishol, Ve'adayin, Nachoyim, Mishamshim, Bebasko. Weiter. The Gemara is now coming to challenge this mice is not true. The Gemara we are saying is, this is a mice, this is fake news. Harmaisa, fake news.
I mean, it can't be Rav Shlakish.
How could it be that Rav Shlakish was bathing and he happened to meet Abu Rabbi Rechana? Really, Rav Shlakish meet Mishnah Bahadur Rabbi Rechana? Oh, more Rabbi Elazar, the more the Arab Yisrael Hava. Rabbi Elazar was the more the Asra, and lo yav Mishnah Rav Shlakish Bahadur, and Rav Shlakish did not speak with him. The reason was because the man the Mishnah Bahadur Rav Shlakish Bahadur was Shukli Avle Iskab Abloy Sahadur. Oh, so Mer explains not because the time overlapped, because anyone that would talk to anyone the Mishnah Rav Shlakish Bahadur Bashuk Yavle Iskab Abloy Sahadur, if Rav Shlakish would talk to you, it was covered. It was murder covered. Anyone to whom Rav Shlakish would talk to. Anyone that Reish Lakish would talk to, if Reish Lakish would say hello, good morning to you, the world would go out in the street that Reish Lakish spoke to this person, and automatically your stocks went up big time. Yeah, everyone wanted to mashach with your children, and everyone would do business with you. But yet Reish Lakish, he would not even talk to Rabbi Elazar. Umar, Rabbi Elazar, Demar Diar Diar Di Shol Hava, yet,
Lomar
Hava, Mishnah, Reish Lakish, Bahadur, Reish Lakish would not even talk to him. Reish Lakish would not talk to the Rav. Because Reish Lakish and the Rebbe, Reish Lakish couldn't trust him. He didn't trust him. He didn't know if he was an Erel Chayid. Because the man, the Mishnah, Reish Lakish, Bahadur, Bashuk, Yavale, Iska, Bulay Sade, whoever would talk to Reish Lakish in the street, the person would give him, would do business without any witness, they would trust him. So Bahadur Rav Barchana Mishtoe, would Reish Lakish lower himself to talk to Rav Barchana, who was not the Murad Asra? Reish Lakish was very exclusive who he spoke to. He was a Chaim Berliner.
So explain to me, man, Rav Lazar, who was that who was the Rav?
What?
The Murad Asra, he didn't speak to Kolshka Rav Barchana. Why?
Because he was just a visitor, he was a tourist. He was a tourist. If Reish Lakish wouldn't speak to the Murad Asra,
why?
Because he had very high standards.
Okay.
Kolshkin,
he wouldn't. So Kolshkin, he wouldn't speak.
He wouldn't speak to Rav Barchana. Do you realize we've gone through the entire segment of society today? We've gone through that guy with the F, the name with an F and an Amr Aleph, and we've gone through the Litvak, the Vilna Goyim,
so one second,
and the Hasidim, the
so Kolshkin Reish Lakish wouldn't talk.
We've gone through all these menschenlich, the Litvaks and
one
the Stagin, and even a Chaim Berliner.
So one second, so Reish Lakish wouldn't.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't he? I murdered the Asra because I was covered.
He didn't talk to Rabbi. He didn't talk. Even the Rabbi didn't talk to.
Yeah.
Reish Lakish didn't even
talk to Rabbi Elazar. Why not to Rabbi Barchana?
Call Shekane. Because anyone that saw anyone, because by Reish Lakish talking to another person, it was a statement that this person is an honest fellow and you can lend him money without witnesses.
Okay, so
If he did not even give that kavod to the Mora, the Ash of Eretz Yisrael, he wouldn't have given to a stranger that he just met for the first time coming from Eretz.
No, but it's not a raya. Mora the Asra out's covered. He didn't want to approach him. He didn't.
No, it's not Adarab. It's a bizarre not to approach him. It's not a covet. He went out of his way not to talk to the Roth because he didn't hold from the Roth. He didn't hold from the
rock. Maybe some Gdolim that would come over to him, and being that if he spoke to some people and he didn't speak to others,
it would give a bad impression. He was very makbid.
So he makes sure not to speak to anybody.
So you're saying the Mefarshim said because he didn't trust?
He didn't want to give his approval. He did not, whatever it means. I don't, this is obviously Devarim on the B'nai Mishalayim, what this means over here, but the Gemara's thing is statement. I don't know. We have to know the reasons why he did this.
So what if he's a Mahadi B'Shek?
If Reish Lakish, we have to go fight. If Reish Lakish would speak to a person in the street and there was someone who was watching, word would spread like fire throughout the community that Reish Lakish spoke to this fellow. And
if Reish Lakish knew this.
Yes. And then if Reish Lakish was willing
to, he bent over backwards the other
way. Not to speak to people. Not to speak to people. To anybody. Because if Reish Lakish spoke to
if he spoke to someone.
So you're giving it a dray. You're giving it a whole lomdish dray. Okay.
What?
Okay. Now we have to go weiter. But we have to go weiter. So the Morbi says, "Omna Papa, surely, so therefore we have a kasha. How then the story cannot possibly be the most? Omna Papa, surely, Rabbi Nayu, we're missing a person. Add another person. Oh, Yisrael Shlokish Hava Uziri. It was not Reish Lakish, and it was not Rabbi Rochon. It was Ziri. It was Ziri." Ziri was the one that arrived. Ziri was more chashuv than Reb Elazar. Okay, you gotta go know the whole hierarchy. Or Oy Sharaba Rachanahava, it was not Reish Lakish that this story happened with. The one that this story Maisa happened with exchanged Reish Lakish for Rabbi Rachana. He was the one that was doing the talking, and he cursed Rabbi Elazar. And he was not there. In other words, it's a different cast of characters.
Why would Zaire he would talk to?
I don't know. You gotta know the people. You gotta know the cast of characters.
But how does he
I don't know. That's what he explains. The different cast of characters. We have to go by. We're not going to. He also next. He also now, new story. When Reish Lakish came to Rabbi Yochanan, okay, they were brother-in-laws, as you said, and they learned together. Amar le, lav haynu taima. Isn't this like your reason? The reason why the Shulim did not rest. Inami saliku kulu bimei Ezra. Isn't this the reason? Amar le, so Rabbi Yochanan said, lav haynu taima. The reason why the Shekhinah did not rest in the Bayis Sheni.
He disagreed with them.
It's not like what you said. Because the reason why, what did you say? You said the reason why the Shekhinah did not reside in the Bayi Yishen was because of the sin of not making Aliyah. The Bnei Bavel did not return. That's what he said. The reason why the Shekhinah did not return to the Bayi Yishen was because people did not come back. It was only Kiluach.
Yeah.
It was not a Kichoyma.
Yeah.
Wrong. That's not the reason. The reason why there was no Shekhinah in the Bayis Sheni has nothing to do with the number of people. It's nothing to do with the people. He was a satma. Okay, he's a different whole different time.
What was the reason?
I love another time. The inami saliku kulu bnei Ezra. What happened? Shar Shekhinah bnei Sheni. You know why the Siv Yavel came with Yefes? Even if everyone would have come back to Yisrael, we would not have come. Why? It's because. It's a gzeris akasif. Yavil kim liyefes v'yishkoim b'yol leishem, which means af al gaf. Even though the yavil kim liyefes, even though that yefes means that poras, the melech of Koresh is poras. Still, yavil kim liyefes ein hashchim shorei elab ol leishem. In the Ohel of Shem of the Bayis Rishon. So the Gemara is being the drasha. The Ohel. Who built the Bayis Sheni?
The Yavish Hasheni.
A Parsi. Dar Yavish a Parsi.
Ben Esther.
Parsi.
Yeah, yeah.
And who was his predecessor? Koresh, the Parsi. Koresh.
He gave permission.
The Persians. They built the Bayis Sheni. Who built the Bayis Rishon? Shlomo Melech, he's Shane.
Oh, I see.
So therefore, Yahweh came to Yefes, even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to make a beautiful bias in Yefes, still, the Yishkoin, the Abishah is only going to be Shechem Baalei Shane. Okay? This is like a satmar approach. Do you realize we've gone through today? I'm not even joking, I'm very serious. I'm very serious about this. Really? You know, here he is. How could Rabbi Shaul Lehman be in the bathroom? How could he be over here when I see him on the screen over here? My Korah! Are you here? Are you here, Rabbi Shaul Lehman? Are you on the phone? Do you hear me still? Do you hear me?
Do you hear me?
You notice, I'm not joking, if you notice the midos, I'm not joking over here. We've gone to this whole after Gemara. The Gemara talks on different personalities and different approaches to Yadus. And each one of these approaches represents Mamish, a major chelik in Klal Yisrael, in the history of Klal Yisrael, of Hashkafa. It's Pelot de Gazach. Eilu ve'eilu diri elokim chayim. All right.
By the way, if you look at Tshuvas Harashvash and Tshuvas Ravash, and also, how do you call it? In Sefer Geula from the Rambam, they explain why most of Klai should not go up.
Why not?
You're not going to believe me.
Tell me that I believe anything.
Look at Chief's Rambam, because they felt that they thought it wasn't yet the time. They were afraid that it was going against one of the shores.
Okay.
It's a little difficult to understand that.
I understand it. But today, there we go. Is that a kasha?
No, but this was a pin. Mm-hmm.
That's the kasha. That's the kasha.
Yeah, but that's what they all say the same thing.
You are